Welcome back to Minor Music on FMU. You were just listening to the song Keeping Secrets by the band Kicking Daisies. They were the winner of Radio Disney's Next Big Thing in 2010. They have a new lineup now, but they still feature this great guitar player named Ben Spremulli. Just this really great, tasteful guitar player. And I highly recommend you go to kickingdaisies.com, like the flower daisies. And before that, you heard Catherine Hughes with the song Little Like Love. She will be my guest here next week on Monday, October 29th. She is currently a contestant on Next Big Thing from Radio Disney, and you should definitely check her out. I believe that's like a voting show where if you like someone, you vote for them because they're awesome, and certainly vote for Catherine because she is really, really talented. You can go to radiodisney.go.com, or you can go to disneydreaming.com and learn more about her and support her. Speaking of learning and supporting young musicians, I'd like to welcome Drift back. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty well.
Doing pretty well. Wanted to bring up something. You had mentioned, Will, that when you kind of formed this band, when you got Evan into the band, that you had all this original music, you know, all this material that was kind of backlogged.
Yeah.
Do you write most of the songs for the band?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sick.
That was Evan, by the way. Can you tell us more about your process? I'm curious to see how you do it.
Usually I write the music first, and it's usually the guitar that I write first, and mm-hmm. then after that I come up with vocal melodies, and then once I've come up with vocal melodies, I write lyrics on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And then usually I present the songs to the band in band practice and
weeks. And yep. We criticize.
You criticize.
We tear him down.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just tear him down emotionally. We just ruin his day. It's the goal.
So you guys add your own bass and drum parts, kind of flesh everything out. Is that the deal?
Yep.
Yeah. We take a look at the song, see what we like about it, see what we don't. We talk about it, even level-headed nonsense as to avoid fighting, and we write the best song possible.
Okay. Yeah, we're very fair about it.
That's mm-hmm. very cool to see a band that's democratic.
Yeah.
What kind of, I mean, because what I love about bands, I mean, bands are awesome, and when it's a good band, it's really life-affirming, and you never want to leave. When it's bad, it's not a band. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see how, because, you know, you've played, I noticed some things where you're playing where there's these great syncopations and great stops and starts and great dynamics. Do you, John, bring those kind of things into the band being a...
Nah, that's me.
That's you? Okay.
I haven't been here long enough.
Okay.
I'm still the new guy.
Yeah. Fair enough.
To be fair, though, he does have a lot of chemistry with Evan and me because we've been playing together for years, if not in this band, in other jam bands and, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So we've all got a great chemistry together, and mm-hmm. that usually helps for syncopating stuff like stops and starts and, you know, little nuances in all our songs.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even notice with Hate Mail, like, you added some stuff in the second verse that's not on the recording.
Yeah.
It's really cool. That's like what Zeppelin used to do, was change it up when they went live.
Best way to do it. The song's never finished.
There you go. Yep. Well, speaking of finished songs, you brought in a song called Fire. I guess it's your new single.
Yeah.
Sounds great. I wanted to know, tell us where you recorded that, because it's a really beautiful, beautiful recording.
Well, we actually recorded that fairly recently, about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. down at the studio in Chinatown called Mavericks.
Uh-huh.
And this place is actually made for drummers. There's not a single, like, corner in that room. Like, it's not your standard like four wall room. It's just like there are no corners so that you can get the best acoustics for drums. And it was really cool. We went in for one 10-hour block, and then we mixed the next week at a different studio, and rest is history.
That's awesome. Rest is history. You're very humble. No, I'm just teasing. Well, it does sound great. Well, why don't you guys play us a song featuring your band collaborations? And then I'll play Fire right afterwards. Is that cool?
All right, cool.
All right. What's this one called?
This is a new one, not on our album. It's called Fade Away. We've only played it live once.
Well, you heard it here a second on Minor Music.
Uh-huh.